All right, let's dive into the world of drop servicing today. We're going to be dissecting a review we found of this program called Drop Servicing Mastery.
Yeah, this one's interesting.
And it's about this person who says they ditched their 9-to-5 to build a business they could run from anywhere.
It's a story a lot of people dream about, right? That escape from the traditional work model.
For sure.
More flexibility, more control.
Yeah, so just real quick, for anyone who's not familiar with it, drop servicing is basically you're selling a service, but you get a freelancer to actually do the work.
Yeah, the middleman.
Yeah, you're managing the project, making a profit.
And this review frames this drop servicing mastery as like a blueprint.
Okay.
Step-by-step guide to get that entrepreneurial dream.
Interesting.
It's supposed to cover like everything.
They break it down into these modules, right?
Yeah, from choosing a niche all the way to like scaling up with automation and stuff.
Okay, so I'm curious about this whole niche thing. Why is finding the right niche so important?
It's like building a house. Gotta have a solid foundation. Find your niche. That's your foundation in drop servicing.
So what did this reviewer, what niche did they go with?
They chose digital marketing. They were focusing on SEO and content writing.
Which makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Businesses always want to get higher up on those Google results.
Yeah.
And they need content. So
exactly. Constant demand.
Yeah.
But it's also interesting that the reviewer, they already had a background in digital marketing.
Oh, so it wasn't totally random.
No. Gave them a head start, you know? Understanding the market, attracting those clients.
That's a good point. So it's not just about some niche you think will be profitable. It's something you actually know about. And maybe even enjoy.
Exactly. That passion and expertise it shows in your marketing when you're interacting with clients.
Sets you apart.
For sure.
Okay, so niche is locked in. What's the next step in this drop servicing roadmap?
They talk a lot about having a strong online presence.
Which makes sense for any online business, really.
Yeah, professional website, a sales funnel, even like a lead magnet to get those potential clients.
They mentioned using a content upgrade. Lead magnet. What is that?
Smart strategy. Basically, it's bonus content.
Yeah,
you get it if you're reading like an article or blog post.
Okay.
Could be a checklist, a template, anything valuable.
So they're getting people to sign up for their email list.
Yeah. In exchange for that download.
Smart.
Yeah.
So they're not just driving traffic to the website. They're capturing leads.
Nurturing those relationships and hopefully turning them into paying clients.
Down the line. Yeah.
Exactly. And they even set up automated email sequences.
Oh, wow.
Keep that communication flowing. Move those leads through the sales funnel.
So that's all automated.
Yeah. A lot of it.
Wow. So let's talk about the work itself, the actual drop servicing. The reviewer is really open about struggling to find good freelancers at first.
Yeah, that's a common challenge.
When you're relying on other people to do the work, you got to find people who are actually skilled and dependable.
Big time.
And they said they eventually figured out a system. Something about using trial projects.
To test out a freelancer's skills before really bringing them on.
Makes sense. Anything else?
They stress doing your homework, thorough vetting.
So like what, checking portfolios, references?
Or even a quick video call.
Oh, yeah.
To see how they communicate.
Okay. Are there any like red flags that maybe weren't covered in the review that people should look out for?
Definitely. You want to look for freelancers who communicate clearly, ask questions, show they're actually interested in the project, avoid the ones who are vague, unresponsive.
Yeah, or seem like they only care about the money.
Exactly.
Good tips. So we've got the niche, the website, the sales funnel, the freelancers. What's next?
Scaling.
Okay.
They were using project management tools like Trello to stay organized.
Keep track of everything.
Automate tasks, free up time to think bigger picture.
Okay.
And of course, paid advertising.
Yes.
Targeted Google ads, Facebook ads, reaching a wider audience.
They talk about using retargeting ads. Can you break down what that is?
Sure. Imagine someone checks out your website, but they don't do anything. They don't buy anything.
Okay.
Retargeting, you can show them your ads on other websites they visit later.
So you're like following them around the internet.
In a way, yeah. Reminding them you exist.
So you stay top of mind.
Exactly. And hopefully they'll come back.
That's powerful stuff. This is starting to sound like a pretty complex operation.
It does highlight how important technology and automation are.
Okay.
Streamlining your work, maximizing your reach.
Without burning out, right?
Exactly. The reviewer emphasizes that a lot.
So we've got the niche, the online presence, the freelancers, the scaling strategy. But there's another really important piece to this, client relationships. We'll explore that more when we come back for part two of our deep dive into drop servicing mastery.
Welcome back to our deep dive into drop servicing. And we're really going to dig into client relationships now.
This is key, right? Because it's not just about having the systems and everything in place.
No, it's more than just like an efficient machine.
No. You got to build those relationships, make sure clients trust you, all that.
The reviewer talks about this, how important clear communication is.
Makes sense.
Setting those expectations, checking in with clients.
Keeping them in the loop.
So they stay happy.
And they actually give an example about a local restaurant. They ended up getting a lot of referrals from this one client.
Yeah, word of mouth is powerful.
Shows you that those personal touches really matter. Especially in the online world where everything's getting so automated.
For sure, it can feel impersonal sometimes.
Right, so going above and beyond, understanding what the client really needs, giving them updates, answering questions.
It can turn a satisfied client into like a fan.
Advocate, yeah. But let's be honest, not every client interaction is going to be perfect.
Definitely not.
The reviewer mentioned some challenges. Like what happens if a client's not happy with the work?
Happens to everyone.
And then keeping up with all the changes online, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, but it's part of the game.
Got to roll with the punches.
Anticipate those bumps in the road. That's how you succeed long term.
They give this example of resolving a dispute with a client. They ended up offering revisions to make it right.
Proactive. Shows they care about keeping the client happy.
So it's not just about fixing the problem. It's how you handle the situation.
Transparency, communication, makes the client feel heard and valued.
And the reviewer also talks about staying up to date. Especially in the digital world, where things change so fast.
Constantly learning.
Reading industry blogs, all that.
Yeah, you're never really done learning.
That's true.
You can't get complacent.
Especially with Google. Their algorithm is always changing.
You got to adapt. That's how you grow.
Speaking of growth, the reviewer talks about the importance of showcasing your success.
Ah, yes, the bragging rights.
Well, yeah, but it's more than that. It's about building credibility, attracting new clients.
It's called social proof.
Okay.
People are more likely to trust you if they see you've helped others.
Like testimonials? They actually share a case study about this tech startup they helped. They got way more traffic and conversions.
Through SEO.
Yeah. That's a great example.
Shows the reviewer knows what they're doing.
Real world results.
And they strategically use those testimonials on their website.
Smart.
Makes them look even more legit.
Okay. So the reviewer ultimately achieved that dream, right? Broke free from the 9-to-5, got that work-life balance.
They even talk about managing their business from a cafe in Japan while traveling.
That's the dream, right?
Location independence, freedom.
But it can't all be sunshine and roses,
yeah.
Right? Are there downsides, challenges, things they maybe didn't talk about?
Definitely. And we're going to dig into those when we come back for the final part of our deep dive into drop servicing mastery.
We're back for the final part of our deep dive. And we promised we'd talk about the downsides of drop servicing.
Right, because every business venture has risks, right?
You got to look at both sides.
Drop servicing is no different.
So the big question that comes up is the ethics of it all. Is it really okay to sell a service that you're not actually doing yourself?
Yeah, it's a tricky one.
Where's the line?
It's not necessarily unethical to use freelancers.
Okay.
But it's about how you present it to clients.
Now, the reviewer, they didn't actually say if they told their clients about using freelancers.
That's interesting because transparency is so important.
For building that trust, yeah.
You don't have to tell them every little detail,
right.
But maybe position yourself as a project manager,
yep.
Someone who builds a team of experts.
So you're not this lone wolf genius. You're more like a conductor.
Exactly, orchestrating everything.
So that's transparent, but it also shows the value you bring.
Yeah, you're not just outsourcing. You're managing the whole project.
Making sure it's done right.
Quality control. Smooth experience for the client.
Now, another thing I was thinking about is quality control. When you're relying on other people, how do you know the quality will be consistent?
The reviewer mentioned those trial projects.
Right, to test them out.
That's a good start, but you can take it further.
Okay.
Really make sure you're hiring the right people.
So like what? More in-depth reviews of portfolios?
Yeah, checking references from past clients.
Looking at them directly.
Maybe even a video call.
Mm-hmm.
To see their personality, how they communicate.
So it's not just about skills, it's about fit.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you've got your team. How do you keep that quality up once the project starts?
Communication, that's key.
Checking in, giving feedback.
Making sure everyone knows what's expected.
Setting those standards high.
Right from the beginning.
Okay, so let's talk about paying those freelancers. It's gotta be tempting to go with the cheapest option.
But that can backfire.
Yeah, you get what you pay for.
If you want the best, you got to pay for the best.
Makes sense.
Your success depends on them.
And treat them well, right?
Pay them on time. Be clear with what you need.
So they'll be loyal. Stick around. What about creative differences? If you're not doing the work yourself, how do you make sure it matches your vision?
Again, clear expectations from the start.
Show them examples, get feedback.
Hopefully avoid those clashes.
But what if they happen?
Talk it out. Communicate.
Remember, everyone wants the project to succeed.
You're all on the same team.
Find solutions that work for everyone.
Okay, what about if a freelancer just disappears? Goes MIA. What do you do?
You always need a backup.
So, like, have a few freelancers for each service.
Exactly, just in case.
Okay, last thing. People think drop servicing is like passive income. Put in a little work and then just watch the money roll in.
It's definitely not that easy.
So it's not a get-rich-quick scheme.
It takes work, dedication.
You got to be willing to learn, adapt, treat it like a real business.
Absolutely.
But if you do it right,
I can give you that freedom, that flexibility.
That's the dream, right?
And maybe even the financial rewards.
So any final thoughts for our listeners think about trying drop servicing?
It's a powerful model, lots of potential.
But it's not a walk in the park.
Be transparent. Treat your freelancers fairly.
Give your clients real value.
Find that balance between profit and integrity.
Build a business you can be proud of.
And maybe, just maybe,
you'll end up running it from that cafe in Japan.
One day. That's it for our deep dive into drop servicing. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, keep diving deep.